Hector Ramos is the regional director of AFSCME's Local 167 union. He said their concerns are about wage increases and overtime.
You look around the county and you see that other employees of the county have received increases, including the school board that got bonuses. There's only so much our people, and we represent the lower paid workers of the county, the ones that actually cut the grass, put up stop signs, clean the take out the garbage, do the water. We're the ones that are the unseen employees of the county. We're not in the papers. You notice us, the public notice us when our job doesn't get done.
Ramos said AFSCME needs workers to be treated fairly, even though Hillsborough County says it is hurt by declining tax revenues.
Their last figures that I saw, that when you add up all their reserves, was almost or a little over $750 million. Yet they're telling the people that cut the grass that they can't afford to give an increase, and thank you for that money that you saved us due to the pay cut you received thanks to Governor Scott and the pay cut he gave all public employees through the FRS.
AFSCME's contract has a no-strike clause, which the county commission representatives said they would not change. Ramos said AFSCME wants strikes allowed.
That came from members calling up the union and say, listen, on March 8th, there's this demonstration in Gaslight Park here in Tampa. If I go to that, will my job be in jeopardy? That's where that proposal came from.
Ramos said AFSCME workers want to get reimbursed for the times they must use their personal vehicles for work purposes.
Two workers came up to the union and said, if I get told by my supervisor to go from one park to another, aren't they supposed to reimburse me for my gas or for the use of wear and tear of my vehicle?
Ramos said his union wants the county commission to allow more than one AFSCME representative to be present at conflict resolution hearings.
We wanted the steward and the president or his designee, and management has said no, that would take too many people away from work. It's one or the other, okay? Still on the table, so there's no agreement.
AFSCME has 21 proposals on the table. The next negotiation meeting is November 4th. AFSCME does not plan to go on strike in the meantime because it would affect the public. The two representatives for the county commission, Helene Marks and Lucia Garces, would not comment for this story. Reporting from Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Atisha Robinson.